The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
To the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. We air the grievances up around here. I got some fine co-devils joining me later, but you could be the co-devil right now on the phone at 844-967-2789. A good Republican friend. I don't have a lot of them, but I got Bill McCoshin, who joins me at 4:30, going to co-devil me up to 5 in my little libertarian buddy Dominic, although I think he's more of a Bernie-crat these days. We'll talk with five. We'll talk with Tom all the way to quitting time for us all the way up at 6. And hope you stick around for all of the big action each and every weekday. If you don't get us all 3 hours in your local market, just listen to the regular show. And if you got to, sneak out and listen on the Devil Radio app. You can listen to the Madison station, and you can also differentiate and listen to our fine new station, The Shaw. So if you like a little Earl in the morning, listen to The Shaw. If you want a little Stephanie Miller in the morning, you listen to the Devil Radio app. If you want the Devil's Advocates each and every day between 3 and 6 p.m., and don't you all, well, you know, grab us on the Devil Radio app and listen to your local affiliates. Don't want to undermine our local affiliates. We appreciate them all. Our friends up in Minneapolis and Chicago, out there on the leftist coast in Eureka, Janesville, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Madison, Wisconsin. Your own little empire we got here. Quickly, I'm getting to one quick grievance, and then I'm getting back to the phones. Once again, that phone number, 844-967-2789. You remember that girl from Texas, Jenna Ryan, flew her on a private jet up to the Capitol riot on January 6th, and then she had the brass ones to say, well, I'm a pretty white woman. I'm not going to prison. Well, she did. She was kind of wrong. But today, now that she's paid her quote-unquote debt to society, apparently she's out. Jenna Ryan is out. I'd like to share some of the reporting and tell you what her first official act. And I'd be curious, Evan and the audience, if you got out of prison, even if it was just 60 days, what's the first thing you do? First thing you do? Well, maybe smoke a cigarette. Evan, you'd run home to that pretty little girl you got.
Mm-hmm. Get some food, yeah.
Get some food. Is that what you call it now? The kids are calling it food these days?
Yeah.
Well, maybe after some good food and some good loving, you join on Twitter. That's exactly what Jenna Ryan did. Get back on Twitter because you've been... Got to get her fixed. Notorious Capitol writer Jenna Ryan, who once claimed she wouldn't go to prison because she's white and blonde, has been released after serving a 60-day sentence. Best birthday ever, Ryan wrote on Twitter on Thursday, shortly after the Dallas Observer reported that federal prison camp Brian confirmed the North Texas real estate agent, and I would point out, convicted Capitol insurrectionist Jenna Ryan had been released. There's no word yet on whether she's dropped the 30 pounds she hoped to shed or how much yoga she did, the Observer reported, noting that Ryan reported early to prison in December, prompting speculation that she wanted to be behind bars for Christmas. That's one way to avoid the in-laws, but it also makes a good story for your new book. Apparently, she's writing a book. Ryan flew to D.C. on a private plane before live streaming the insurrection. Here is what the Observer noted. She posed in front of a broken window and called January 6th one of the best days of her life. You know, kind of like today, her birthday, her prison release birthday party, that's going to be a windig. The Observer again noted, since then, Ryan's given numerous interviews to tell her side of the story, but has at times accused the media, including this publication, of slander and libel. She also asked for, but did not receive, a pardon from former President Donald Trump. That's got to hurt. Last March, Ryan infamously wrote on Twitter, sorry, I have blonde hair, white skin, and a great job, a great future, and I'm not going to jail. Sorry to rain on your hater parade. I did nothing wrong. Courts disagreed. Hope she lost those pounds. You know, we all need goals. If I was going to jail for 60 days, I'd try to lose a few pounds, do a few push-ups, try not to get a prison wife. 844-967-2789. Susan calling in from the car. Welcome, Susan. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, I wanted to comment on, I want to say free Leonard Peltier. Everyone write to President Biden and asking him to do that is very important. The second thing is I do believe our justice system is skewed. I think there should be equal justice under the law for everyone. And what justice means often is equated with the color of your skin in this country. And I'm very tired of that. And the fact that a 26-year person on the force doesn't know the difference between her taser and her gun is ridiculous. I'm sure she's been in other situations where she's used her taser before. So I really don't buy that.
Hey, Susan.
My grievance.
Okay. Yes. Air the grievance and go ahead. You go first.
My grievance is that Tommy might be running for governor. That is my grievance. I really don't want the man in the office again. So,
Tommy Thompson? Oh, Susan, just grab the popcorn and sit back and have a little fun. Between Ram Jam, Tim Rantham, Kevin Nicholson, the shapeshifter, we got Rebecca Clayfish. And if Tommy Thompson jumped in the race, by the time they got around to going up against Tony Evers, that's going to be a battered nominee. That's my thought, Susan.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you have some hope.
I do. I'm hopeful it's going to be a brutal political campaign for whoever is the eventual Republican nominee. Real quick, Susan, I have the benefit of listening to Native Roots Radio. They often talk about freeing Leonard Peltier. Briefly, tell people why you think that's a good idea.
Well, because he was actually set up. He did have a firearm, but he never shot his firearm. He was set up by the FBI. And actually, a couple of other folks that were there never were convicted. It was just because he was the leader of the American Indian Movement at the time. So he was taken down because of his prominence in the American Indian Movement, because that's been the whole strategy all for thousands of years, or hundreds of years at least, to get rid of the Native Americans. So this was part of the strategy. And there is a book out, I think it's called The Spirit of Chief Crazy Horse, which talks all about the American Indian Movement at Leonard Peltier, which is a really good book. So,
well, Susan, you did a good job of explaining it. Thank you for doing so. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening to the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, take care. More of your grievances. It's Friday. We air them here. 844-967-2789. I see you, Wisco Paul. I'm just not going to short you for a change. Often, you know, the music's playing and there's Wisco Paul. One time for Wisco. But then you don't get a real full-throated grievance in. And you might have a problem. I got to tell you, I'm here on University Ave. I can see the people walking by. I can see the cars. For the very first time since I've been in the radio business, I think my wife just witnessed me in real time doing live radio. She and her girlfriend came walking by on University Avenue. I gave her a little wink. She didn't wink back. What's the problem? Come on, baby. Wink back. Hour 2 of the Devil's Advocates is next.